The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nidah Daf Lamed Vav. We continue our discussion in Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi. We're comparing the dinim of Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi Legabe Avelus to the dinim that we have by us of Shiv Nekiyim by Azova. Let's ask ourselves a question, a simple question. Bavelus. We know the halacha is, Rechman al son, if somebody, they finished the levaya, they're ready to start the shiva, they're not oinanim anymore, they're avelim. When does the avelus start? There's a rush always to sit down shiva, to start the avelus, b'miktsas hayoim achroin, let's say if it's right by the shkia, to start before the shkia. Why? Because let's say if the levaya finished in the late afternoon of Sunday, if they only become avelim Sunday night, then their shiva is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. They get up Sunday morning. If they chapt in the end of the Sunday, we say Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi on the latter part of the day. If they chapt in a minute before Shkia, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, they get up Shabbos morning. So the meaning is to try to hurry along to start the Avelus as soon as possible. The shaila is, we see over here, obviously, the Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi, that definition is true b'soif hayoim. It's true, by the way, if a woman sees Dam Nida on a Sunday, even if she sees Dam Nida a minute before Shkia, that's the first day of her 7 days. Theoretically, she can make a Hafsik Taira. Again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, she can make a Hafsik Taira. Not Lagabe Hafsik Taira, Lagabe Deraisa going to the mikveh 7 days later. Regular Nida, she sees Dam the whole 7 days, without Hafsik Taira, not a Zova. The halacha is that if she sees Dam a minute before Shkia on Sunday, that's the first of her 7 days, and then Shabbos is her seventh day, Matzi Shabbos, she can go to the mikveh. We don't have to say that she goes to the mikveh Sunday 5 minutes before Shkia, 24 hours times 7 from when she had the Riyaz Dam. What's the pshat? Is the end of the day Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi or not? Where do we see not? A Hefsik Taira? A woman makes a Hefsik Taira on the idea of a Hefsik Taira is, Lamoshul, she sees Dam on Sunday. So, lefi our meaning of Perlete Shichva Zera, we have to wait for after the Akshash. So the way it comes out, Halacha Lamaisa, without getting into the details, you have to wait for the 5th day. So there's, she sees Dam Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday, she's Mafsik B'Tahara. She's Mafsik B'Tahara before the Shkia, and Friday, Thursday night that is, becomes the first of the Sheva Nekiyim. She counts 7 Nekiyim, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday night, she could go to the mikveh. Why don't we say that the Hefsik Taira that was done before the Shkia counts as the first of the Nekiyim? It's not only a Hefsik Taira, it's the first of the Sheva Nekiyim. Why? Because the last 20 minutes of the day were Noki. Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi. The same way the first 20 minutes of the day is good on the 7th day, why not say the last 20 minutes is the same way we do that by Avelus? We cut string on both ends. We give Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi to sit down shiva, and we give Mikzas Hayom comes out that the family sits down Sunday, they sit down a minute before Shkia. So their first day is Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Well, let's say we'll do it Monday because Shabbos is not so neger. Monday night, they sit down. L'chaira, if you'd count a full day. Monday, right before the Shkia, they should get up from Shiva. The end of the week, next week, Monday. No, Monday counts. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And Sunday morning, they get up a day and a half before a full 7 days. Why? Because you cut them slack on both ends. Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi. Both in the beginning, both then. Why don't we say the same thing? Legabe Hefsik Taira. The answer is very straightforward. The Rishonim say it Bekitzer and Daf Lamed Gimel, but the concept is pretty clear. That Mikzas Hayom Kekuloi is when you have to define the Yoim as something, a Yoim of, so then the beginning of the day is always the most defining part of the day. A woman needs for a Sheva Nekiyim, it's not totally in 72 hours in 24 times 7, and what is that, 140, 168 hours. It's not 160-day hour time period. What it is the day is a day that she was clean, the day that she was Naki. If the beginning of the day she was not Mafsik B'Tahara, she's a Tmeya, so then that day is a Yom of Tumah. She's only Mafsik in order that the next day she could be Kaveh, that she's a Nikio. But she can't cut from the beginning of the day. By Avelus, the Pshat is that If a person, Rachman Tzlan, sits down Shiva, the beginning of the day wasn't a day I'm not sitting Shiva. There's no state called a regular person because Baruch Hashem, both his parents are alive. That's, and at the end of the day, he's a Yosem. There's a din of Avelus, but there was no shame of the day of being not Avelus the beginning of the day. So, Mimela, that's why the beginning of the day not being Avelus doesn't take away from Mixus Yom Kekuloi at the end of the day. But by Hefsik Taira, that's what it would do. The beginning of the day, there's such a thing as a Tohira, there's such a thing as a Tmeya. The beginning of the day, she was a Royas Dam, she was a Tmeya. Mimela, she's not a Nikio. If she's not a Nikio, she has to be Mafsik and start the next day. But, Lamoshal, the same idea by Nido. Forgetting about Shiva Nikim of Azova, go back to the original example of a Nido. A woman sees Dam Midairaisa. Even if she sees Dam the full 7 days, she's Tevelas Motzi the 7th day. And the first day could start the end of the day. Again, that's because there's no state, there's no din that she's Tahira the beginning of the day. It's not Soyser that today is a Tahara day, that thereafter at the end of the day, she can become a Tmeya. Mashainke by Shiva Nikim of Hefsik Taira, of Azova, the day has to be defined as a day of Nikius. If the beginning of the day was Tmeya, then the day does not become Behemshich, turn into a day of Taira. So this is another level of understanding. Mixed Yom Kekula is a definition of the Nihug being Chal the whole day, like we said. Nihug on part of the day means you were Mekayim that in the whole day, but it has to define the day. It has to be that the what you did for 3 hours defines the whole day. What you did the beginning of the day defines later on. But if there's no definition, then you could theoretically be Koveya, that state, even later on. Okay, let's go further. Lefi, the way we're being Masbir, the Pshat, if she sees Dam on the 7th day as Zovah, and she needs Shiva Nikim, she could be Toivelas in the Mikvah, because of Mikvah Yom Kekulah on the 7th day. But the Aloch is, if she sees Dam, it's Soysen, and then she has to go through the Minyan Zayin Nikim, and it's not considered a new Riyah. Why? Because she's still in the midst of the 7 days, like we explained. But Lamaisa, since she was Noyig Nikius as part of the day, says in Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph that if there'd be a sofik on a Re'iyah, where a lot of the sfeiks and Re'iyahs we've discussed, legabe ksamim, legabe hagoshes, it depends on what her muhzokis is. A woman who's taira has a cheskas taira. A woman who's tmeya has a chazoka that she's a royadam. A woman who's trying to make a hefsik taira with very makbid on the colors because there's a cheskas tuma. A woman who is a toich nikiyim, and she was already mafresh from tumor, the status is less. But Lamaisa Toich Shiva Nikim, she does have a cheskas tumor. On the 7th day, after she was noig, already mixes hayoim, the halacha is she has a cheskas tara, that'll affect the way we look at the dam, it'll affect the way we look at shailas. The tesis over there in Zvachim Chavtes is gonna be one case. It's not, it's a little bit technical. But the point is, the Briskerov points this out over there in Zvachim Chavtes, that after the Mikzah Yom Kikuloi, the halach is that she's considered she was already noig part of the day, and Mimela, we can look at her Becheskes Tahara, because she already was noig 7 days of Tahara. Now, the fact that she could be Toivel in the middle of the 7th day, Legabe Nida, is not that way. 7 days of Nida, she has to be Toivelas Motzi the 7th day, which is part of, we have halachas by us, of, since we're noig Zovo, Zechaira, a woman should be able to be Tevelis in the middle of the day, and Nida has to be Tevelis at night. So Lamaisa, we give her the status of a Nida that she's Tevelis only at night. We're makbid that a woman shouldn't be Tevelis in the middle of the day. Why? There's a Gzeira, but there's Halach Lamaisa Nafkiminis in sometimes Be'etzim, we're noig Zov, because we're noig 5 days plus 7, because of the Shiva Nikim. She's certainly not in the middle of the 7th day of Nidus anymore. The Nida Dam that she started, the period that she had started 12 days ago, she could certainly be Tevel. The Miktsas Hayoim is only Zovet. L'choy, she should be able to be Tevel in the middle of the day. Where guys are not, there are exceptions to the rule. Now's not the time for it. But let's just be aiming on the discrepancy, the difference between Nida and Zovet for a minute, because the Panovich Rav brings out a very important point that's negated to our discussion of Mixas Yom Kekuloi. He says, why is there Mixas Yom Kekuloi legabe Zova, not legabe Mida? So the actual din is the Gemara of Psachim Dav Tzadikam and Beis. The Gemara Darshan is a Pasuk, Tia Benidosa, she should be continuing in her state of nidus until the end of 7 days. But Lamaisa, what's the gedar advar? Why is there no mixes here in Kikula over here? By Nido and by Zova there is. So the Panovich Rav explained like this. He said that by Zova, the 7 days are Niskayim Taka, like we say, till the end of the 7 days. If she has a Re'iyah, it's Soysa the whole Shiva Nikim. The Din of Nikim is not that the day is a day of Nikius. She has to be Noig, she has to be Noig and Nihigus of Nikius 7 days. That means, by a Nida, when a Nida sees Dam, is the day for her is a day of Nidus. She has to wait 7 days. Those 7 days are absolute. There's no Mixusayim Kekula on the day itself. That's what we explained. That it's not pshat that the end of the 7th day is not part of the Avelus. It's not part of the 7 days of Nidus. She's a Nida, absolutely 7 days. The halach of a Nida is that there are 7 days, and that you have to be Mekayim. The Din of Izova is also 7 days. But the Din of Izova is the Nikius of Azova, is what she's noig on the day. It's like the Nihugim, the Halochas, the Kiyumim, the Dinim that an Oval has. So, well, that has Mixusayim Kekula. That's how he explains the difference between Nido and between Zova. He brings a Gvaldiga, fascinating parallel. There's a Chuvas Ginas Vrodim that brings a Pasuk, totally not part of our discussion. There's a Pasuk. But the Shivas Yimei Miluim, that Aaron Ubonov had to be in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, Pashas Tzav, and then on the Vayi Bayim HaShmini, that's when Nadav and Aviv, we killed Pashas Shmini. The 7 days, Shtei Tazoi. Umi Pesach, Pasuk says, Umi Pesach Oyel Moed Loiseitzu Shivas Yomim, Ad Yoim Melois Yimei Miluachim. You should not, you may not go out of the oil moed for 7 days until the end of the days of the miluim. Ki, why? Shivas yomim yimale yedchem. The pasuk seems redundant. Don't go out for the 7 days until the end of the yimei miluim, because for 7 days you have the chiv to of miluim. So he explains that what the Torah repeats over here is, L'chayr, if there's a din to be oisik in miluim, miluim is not the Israeli reserves unit. Miluim is to be memale yedchem, to be nichnas into the world of avodas hakorbanos. So for 7 days they had to prepare, they had to initiate themselves into avodas hakorbanos. L'chayr, mixes any nihug, any doing kach v'kach of 7 days, the 7th day we should say mixayim kekuloi. Why don't we say mixayim kekuloi? So the Guinness Vodim explains it's not just that they had to do the miluim for 7 days. The whole 7 days were exalted days, were uplifted days that were days of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day itself, it's not just what they did, but that the day itself was miluim. And that we say mixayim kekuloi doesn't take away that part of the day as being part of the Yimei Avelus, the Yimei Nid, and so on. The whole day is a Yom of Miluim. So the Pasuk says, the days that you continue doing the Miluim, so why not walk out in the middle of the 7 day, Mixayim Kekuloi? Ki, the Pasuk emphasizes, Shivas Yomim Yimala Yedchem, it's a day, it's Shivas Yomim, the day itself is a Yom of Miluim, and you can't walk out in the middle. That's the part of the Shuvah's Tzushtel, to this, the difference between the 7 days of Nido, that she has Tevelas only by night, as opposed to Zova, where it's the counting Nikim, and she was already Mekayim, the Mikzas Ayam Kekuloi, of counting Nikius. I want to just add another definition that's important for Mikzayam Kekuloi. There's a tshuva in Oitzah Agoinim. It's printed in Oitzah Agoinim, tiny stuff, Lamid. Rav Haigoin was asked, why don't we say Mikzayam Kekuloi on the Avelus of Tisha B'Av? Nils HaSandl. The fasting, it doesn't talk about, because the fasting is a tzoyim. But Avelus, we always say Mixayim Kekuloi. So why not be able to take off, be able to sit on a chair? We only do it by Chatzoyis. Why not? Why is Mixayim Kekuloi not enough? See, Rav Haigoin just says, Bekitzer, that's not Shaykh Avelus Mixayim Al Tisha B'Av. He doesn't explain. What's the pshat? Moedi Tochen, that the pshat is, Mixayim Kekuloi is only when the Siba for the Din was created previously. A woman had a Riyaz Dam, so the whole day that results is a Tetzah of what happened before. The Dam Nida, the Dam Ziva. By Tisha B'Av, every single second of the day is a Goyrim itself. That means, Theoretically, you could say Mikseim Kekulay. At 9 o'clock in the morning, you already finished with Nilas Asandu. You could already get up off the floor because you already Mekayim the Din Avelus. Yeah, but 11 o'clock of Tisha B'Av isn't, that day is a day of Churban. So that day becomes another Siba. It's Kilu, you can be Mechadish Tisha B'Av V'chol Rega V'Rega. What's Shaykh to say that the Tisha B'Av is already Niskayim by 9 o'clock in the morning? The 11 o'clock in the morning itself is a Goyim to be knowing Dinei Tisha B'Av. The same way we don't say Mikseim Kekulay by Shabbos. Why don't we say that we were Mekayim Kedushas HaShabbos, Kovid Shabbos for Mikseim by 11 o'clock in the morning, we're good to go, we could go to taking a basketball game. The Teretz is, because 11 o'clock in the morning has Kedushas Shabbos. That itself is a Siva that we have to be Nehik Shabbos. What Shaykh say Mikseim Kekulay? I'll just point out one other Nafkamina, Aloch Lamaisa, Lagabi, what we said, that Mikseim Kekulay is only when the din is Lagabi the whole day. Mikseim Kekula is not when we're talking about something that's totally in the time of the day, when it's totally in the hours of the day. The Shachin Yeridei Shin Hei, Sivkot Nyutes, talks about a Tinoika child, a baby boy, was born, and he reaches his age of a full Chodesh, which is when his Yotzo Michlal Nefel, and that's when he becomes Mechuyev in Pinya Ben. He reaches the age of, the way Cheshbon is out, 29, the amount of time, which is a full month, is 29 days, a lunar calendar. 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim, for those that listen when they announce the moilid by Kiddush HaChodesh, by Shabbos HaChodesh. That's the time when he already becomes a full chodesh old. If he reaches that age on Friday, so you put him on Friday, you don't say that the day is not complete, and then you can be paid them on Shabbos, be paid them Matzah Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Arachayin Shin Lametes argues. He says, if you don't do it on this day, there's a Mikseh Seyem Kekulay that's not on this day, so then you can't be paid on this day at all. The Shachar seems to say that something which is totally in hours, in parts of the day, in a time limit, that ends in the middle of the day, there's no Mikseh Seyem Kekulay. It's partial. That's what we discussed before.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.